When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hi, this is Jay Harwood. It's a very special edition of Amazing Conversation with my Hawaiian friend, Mr. Benny Agbayani, number 50, but number one in the Mets fans' heart. Benny, I want to start off. I want to talk about your family for a second before going to your illustrious career. Tell me about your son, Bruin, committed to South Carolina, a scholarship, rated the number one high school prospect in Hawaii. Tell me about him.
He's a very special player. Once he came out of my wife's womb, you know, he was almost like a baseball player coming out of her womb.
Did he come out with a bat, Benny?
It was like a dream come true. He picked the bat up, he started swinging left-handed and he threw right-handed, and you know, it was amazing. I mean, this kid loves the game.
And he's a shortstop, right, Benny?
Yeah, he's a middle infielder, but I have him playing all over, middles, corners, outfield, and sometimes he wants to pitch.
Does he know about your career with the Mets? You told me once he would love to play for the Mets someday. I know what could happen. Did you tell him how good it was for you in New York?
I think he kind of realized on the last trip when we went on to the when we had the old timers game. I think that kind of
he was with you
a little bit. Yes.
And he got a good spank of the. So what's it proceed now? He's committed to go. I'm sure he'll be draft eligible. You want to see where he's drafted? Would that be the thing?
Yeah, he's a junior now, so he'll be in 2025. He'll be a senior. So I mean, he has a lot of time to develop and become a better ball player. I think, being a dad and, playing in the major league, I think, I'm very hard on him and I think he can become better. So I try to push him, to be, the best he can be. And, if it happens, it happens. I told him it's going to be a tough and it's going to be a grind.
Bruin's not the only athlete with your kids. Alea is now playing softball at Berkeley, and a pretty good player, huh?
Yeah, Alea, and I have my other daughter, Ilana. Alea graduated from Cal Berkeley. She has two more years she had two more years of eligibility, so she ended up joining her sister at BYU. So both of them are there at BYU right now.
And Elena, did she play sports at all? I mean, she did, right? She's in the Hawaii Hall of Fame with you, right? High School Hall of Fame.
Who?
Elena is in the High School Hall of Fame.
Yeah, they're in the Nissan Hall of Fame. Yes.
As of you, that's going to be a pretty proud father, huh?
I'm very proud of them. Every year we asked them if they wanted to play, and every year they went out and they did their best, started training, and they knew how hard it was, and but they fulfilled their own shoes. I mean, my two daughters, they're both Gatorade players of Hawaii, and it's a great, feeling.
And you're both at BYU now, you said, right?
Yes.
But I have to have a new name for you now. I have to call you Coach right now, huh?
Yeah, I think so, Jay, yeah.
Coach, you're old, was it St. Louis High School?
Yes, that's my old stomping grounds. The job came available, and the president ended up picking me to be take over.
Is it men's, women, or just men's baseball?
It's men's baseball. It's a Catholic school, so it's all boys' school.
Is your model going to be Bobby V as a coach, a manager?
Yeah, it is. I mean, I've been around him so long that, he has taught me a lot of things about the game and, just life about the game and, how to become the best player you can be. So I think I'm going to try and, take all of that knowledge I have learned over the years. Bobby V was, he was a mentor to me. And, I'm just going to make sure, that, I can, just try to, share that knowledge that I have with all these kids that throughout the years I've been playing.
Why, Betty, why do you think you and Bobby V hit it up? He managed you in AAA. When he got the Mets job, he brought you to the Mets. When he went to Japan, his manager, Loaded Marines, you won a Japanese title, he brought you there, and you wind up winning an Asian title with him. Why do you think you two guys hit it off so well?
I think, you know, he gave me the opportunity to, you know, to play in the major leagues. And, you know, I just listened and learned, you know, just try to, you know, pick up all the things that he wanted me to do. And, you know, when he gave me my opportunity, he just said, hey, do your best and go out there. And, you know, for a person that gives you the opportunity, you want to go out there and, you know, you want to make sure that every time you take the field, you know, you do your best.
You are the greatest athlete in the world, but you made a nice career for yourself. Desire, you know, determination. What do you think made you succeed in the major league level, Benny?
I think it's just, you know, adversity, you know, dealing with adversity, you know, dealing with the fans in New York and, you know, just go out there every day and play as hard as I can. And, you know, win or lose, you know, as long as I told myself, hey, you know, I did the best I could out there. And I think that's what, you know, it really helped me where, you know, I didn't let anything bother me because, you know, I grinded it out and, you know, I came up the farm system and, you know, I earned everything you know, everything that was given to me.
Another day is here and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Betty, I heard you had another job in 1999. Did you to play in outfield? You were Pat Mahomes' babysitter. His father just said something that when Pat wasn't playing, Pat gravitated towards you. Is that true?
Yeah, he did. You know, it was one of those things where you had this little kid, you know, coming in the summer, and he would run out there to the outfield and he would stand by me. And I, you know, at first I was like, whose kid is this? And they said it was Pat. And, you know, it's amazing now that, you know, that's, you know, Pat Mahomes for the Kansas City Chiefs. I mean, who would have known that I was standing next to a, you know, all-time quarterback?
Why do you think he gravitated to you, Betty? He just hit it off with him, or?
Yeah, I don't know. He just, you know, he just took my glove and he wanted to catch fly balls and he wanted to just, you know, be out there with us. You know, it's amazing, you know, an athlete like that. And, you know, I was telling Jay one day, Peyton, hey, I think this kid's going to be super good.
Really?
And you can see it, yeah. Yeah, I thought, I didn't know I didn't think he was good in football, but I thought he was going to be good in baseball.
And he was tiny, but, right? He wasn't a big kid.
Yeah, he wasn't. He was a little baby, a little kid just out there, just want to be, you know, hanging out with the guys and, you know, shaking our hands and just wanted to go get every ball out there.
He was a pretty good shagger, I heard too, right, Benny?
Yeah. Yeah, he was amazing because he could catch some of those balls out there.
Yeah, but do you, Betty, you follow his career now at all? You still follow him?
And, yeah, we follow him, and my wife still keeps in contact with his mom. And, you know, it's one of those things where you never know, you know, who you run into. And, you know, he just blew up and became the Kansas City Chiefs all-time quarterback.
A couple of dates I always remember. Third game of the division series, Giants 2000, 1-1, bottom of the 13th, you come up against Aaron Foltz. What were you thinking when you came up that time?
What I was thinking, I know I was going up to take my bat, and I told Tom Robson, you know, what should I be looking for? And he said, just look for something you can hit out of the park. And, you know, I went up there, you know, it's like, you know, it's cold and, you know, it's getting late, and, you know, I just went up there and, you know, looked for a pitch, and I got it.
Betty, I've been with the Mets for 40 years. I can never remember Shea being that electric. One of you running around the bases. I mean, it had to be pretty
Crazy
for you, huh?
Yeah, it was crazy. It was one of those moments you'll never forget. I mean, it's in the playoffs, it's a sold out stadium, and it almost felt like the stadium was shaking.
I was, and the next day, Bobby Jones pitches the one hitter. We go on to the next round, and what do you remember of that game? Bobby's one hitter, and against a pretty good San Francisco lineup.
Yeah, I mean, he had a great plan out there, and that was, for him to pitch like that against the Giants, I mean, with that lineup they had, it was a potent lineup. But Bobby had it going on, that day, and everything fell into, I think, the momentum of, the night before it ran into the next night, and the night,
No, I agree
it was
100%. I agree
amazing.
100%. And that earlier that year, you actually had the game-winning RBI in our first game. And you were played in Japan, pitch hit Grand Slam in Tokyo, and you had a lot of friends and family there, right? That had to be another pretty big thrill for you.
Yeah, it was. After the game, I went out and hung out with the sumo wrestlers from Hawaii, and it was great. I mean, it was amazing to just be a part of them, and having time to share with them, that moment in Japan.
Betty, one instance to me typifies why the fans beloved. I think you know where I'm going. In August of 2000, made a great catch at left field, fly ball, running to the stands, running to the clubhouse. You toss the ball to a guy in the stands, a kid in the stands. You take a couple of steps. You say, "Oh my God, this is not the third out." You ran back and get the ball back, throw it in. They get 2 runs. But the bottom line is, Mets won the game 3-2. But you managed to give the kid a ball at the end of the night, right?
Yeah, I did, and it's so funny you say that because my son always reminds me of that. But yeah, I
That's
did.
just what a
I
good
felt
person you
so
are,
bad.
Betty. And what I'm is a guy, the PR guy, after the game, you were right by your locker telling everybody what happened. You didn't run, or you told the truth, and that was it.
Yep, that was it. I made a mistake and.
And then in World Series that year, you get the game-winning RBI in the only game that we win. Looking back, how frustrating was it? Maybe first it's the right word. We had a great year, win 90 games, win the beat the beat the the Giants and the Cardinals, and lose to a pretty good Yankee team. But I think we lost by 5 runs in 4 games. We win the first game, extra innings we lose. A different story, huh? I mean, looking back, it's a little bit frustrating that we didn't win that year.
Yeah, it was frustrating because, kind of look at it throughout the year. I mean, we struggled and, look where we ended up. We played as a team and, everything was just, at the end was, kind of clicking for us. And, that, like you said, that first game when we played the Yankees, I mean, that was the game right there. I mean, that momentum would have carried us throughout the series.
But let me ask you this. You went with the Mets 4 or 5 years, not a long career. I remember them playing, Benny and the Jets after Elton John's song, Benny and the Mets after Elton's song. Why do you think the fans loved you so much?
I was a kid from Hawaii. I just was one of those guys that, I just went out there and did my job. I just gravitate to the fans. I know I took some beating out there when I screwed up, but I just knew that. There was always behind me when I did very well.
Betty, baseball is a big part of your family. You actually got married at home plate.
Yes, I did. It was before the Triple-A All-Star game in Norfolk, Virginia.
And how did you convince your wife to do that?
I told her that, I don't know how I did, but it came out I did. But I think it was the owner of the Norfolk Tides that did that for us. And
Was it Dave Rosenfield? Do you remember
yeah,
Dave?
yeah, it was Ken. Yeah, it was Ken. It was Dave Rosenfield and Ken. Forget his name.
Betty, yeah, I forget too. But Betty, what is your season start now? Your high school season?
My first day of tryouts is February 5th. My season will start on February 10th, preseason, and I'll go through that right there.
How many games do you play?
I think we're gonna play like at least 20 games.
How's the travel for this stuff?
The travel is we'll be traveling to Maui to play in the tournament. I think that's the only travel, and then we'll play regular season.
But Betty, why had you? You're in the mainland, right? Forgive me. How is the damage? Has it gotten any better on Maui, or I know it's a horrible, a lot of deaths and damage. And how is it there now?
I think, you know, it's just a growing process. You know, every day is, you know, another day. And, you know, slowly but surely, I think, you know, Lahaina will build up and, you know, get better.
Well, Betty, I wish you would Bruin. He's at your high school too, right? So you'll be coaching him, right?
Yeah, he's at another high school, so he'll sit out this year and then he'll play senior for me.
For you. So you're going to, you know, take control or be a little bit demanding on him and stuff like that?
It will be demanding, but I think he understands, you know, what he needs to do. And, you know, that's the thing I always tell him. If you want to play in the major leagues, you got to know how to, you know, deal with adversity, you know, knowing that I'm the coach, you're going to have to get yourself better because, you know, I don't want to just hear it from all the parents or people that, oh, that's his son. That's why he's, you know, starting
that's
or anything
good,
like that.
Good point. Yeah, you got to be proud of your whole family, Benny, right? Your children are athletes, done well in college and gone out to have good careers. So he's got to make you proud as a father, right?
Yeah, it does. But, you know, I contribute that to, you know, their mom also, you know, just holding us all together.
Is she a rabid fan when she goes to the games?
No, she's just one of those, you know, she's one of those fans that, you know, that just cheers on the kids and, you know, just, you know, we'll work on things after the game or during the week that we need, you know, she tells us, you know, what we need to work on and then we start working on it. And
she won't yell at the coach, huh, Benny?
Oh, she's actually the coach. I'm just the person that try to coach up the kids.
Hey, man, listen, you're a good guy, man. One of my favorite guys. And I'll let Bobby know, but, you know, that you're a manager, coach now, and you're modeling.
No, don't do that. He's gonna fly to Hawaii and tell me how to coach.
One quick story. I was at a dinner with him in New York, and he went to the loudspeaker. His voice was still as loud as you ever want to see. You know, we were honoring at the dinner the 1999 infield with Robin, Fonzie, Ray, and Robin, and Bobby introduced a couple of the guys. His voice was still as boomy as ever, Betty. It's still as boomy as ever.
Yeah, I don't think he needs a microphone.
He doesn't.
Everybody.
Betty, one of my favorites. You're a good guy, and I appreciate everything you did. And good luck to Bruin, your family, the girls, and your team, and win a championship, man.
I will. I'll try my best, Jay.
Okay, Betty, be well. Take care of yourself, huh?